In Pakistan, they're counting votes following yesterday's parliamentary elections, the first since General Pervez Musharraf took power in a bloodless coup 3 years ago. The future government will have to be a coalition, as preliminary results show that no one party has won a majority in parliament. There are also doubts over how much real power Musharraf will cede to the new parliament, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Islamabad.
More than 24 hours after the polls closed, results of yesterday's elections were still being tabulated. It forced Pakistan's TV stations to continue their wall-to-wall coverage of the vote.
Mujahid Barelvi ke saath main Shiba Najmi aur hamare saath fresh results hain.
Still, it is already clear that no one faction will control a clear majority of seats in the new National Assembly. The party winning the largest block of seats decided so far is a two-year-old movement that many here have nicknamed the King's Party because it supports military ruler Pervez Musharraf. Pakistan's two most powerful political parties are trailing far behind in the vote count, perhaps due to the fact that their leaders are both in exile and banned from running for office. During a telephone interview from London, one of those leaders, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, accused the Musharraf government of rigging the elections.
We do believe that these results are manipulated. The initial results showed us getting a landslide victory. And then suddenly the ballot boxes disappeared.
A delegation of observers from the Commonwealth declared yesterday's vote well-organized and transparent. But delegation leader Tansri Musa Hitam could not say the same for the months leading up to the election.
Of particular concern have been allegations of the widespread use of government influence and resources to favor certain parties and candidates, and conversely, to disadvantage others. This has raised doubts as to whether it can be said that the playing field was truly level.
One of the day's biggest surprises came from an alliance of six hardline Islamic parties known as the MMA. Running on an anti-American platform, the MMA secured a substantial block of seats in the national parliament and emerged as the dominant faction in the provincial assemblies of the two states that border Afghanistan. In the past, Pakistan's religious parties were loud, sometimes violent, but politically weak and unable to garner more than a handful of seats in parliament. Peter Manikas of the National Democratic Institute says the MMA's performance is evidence that 3 years of military dictatorship have radicalized Pakistani politics.
I think that reflects a growing polarization of society. Many people believe they have a choice between a military dictatorship and venal and ineffective political parties, and they're turning to the religious parties as an alternative. That's an unhealthy trend, I think.
Even though there are doubts as to whether the new parliament will have any real power in a government headed by a military dictator, one analyst predicts the success of the Islamic parties will likely have an impact on Pakistan's alliance with the United States in the war on terror. Speaking to supporters yesterday, an MMA leader announced he would no longer tolerate U.S. military bases or Western culture in Pakistan. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Islamabad.